This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Christopher Hernandez. First name is Christopher, C-H-R-I-O-S-P-S-T-O-P-H-E-R Hernandez, H-E-R-N-E-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth 4/26/2007. This letter is being written to Dr. Prasanna Krishnam Shetty. First name is Prasanna, P-R-A-S-A-N-N-A. Last name is Krishnam Shetty, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M-S-H-E-T-T-Y. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 435, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-258-4244. Fax number 408-258-3338. Dear Dr. Krishnam Shetty, thank you for asking me to see this 15-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Christopher has been having ongoing problem with recurrent nasal congestion, cough, and wheezing, mostly in the morning period. There may be some food reactions, but family is not really sure about any food allergies, period. He has eaten just about everything in his life, and there is no history of any reactions, period. There is exposure to dogs and cats, and that certainly could be exacerbating his allergy symptoms, period. He is not exposed to any smokers, period. He has taken Allegra and some inhalers with definite benefit, period. Overall, as of recently, he's had some shortness of breath and more stuffiness and some fatigue, which may be due to an intercurrent infection, period. He's had history of croup when he was young and was and had many croup episodes of croup, which I believe are really episodes of asthma, period. He has missed some school because of coughing and wheezing, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant male who had moderate nasal congestion with occasional ronchi bilaterally, period. I believe he has minor asthma. He has mild asthma that seems to be getting worse because of possible exposure to allergens at home, period. Certainly a viral infection or a mycoplasma infection could be making this problem worse, period. He was treated, number one, with Augmentin and Singulair and Allegra, and he's much improved, period. New paragraph chest x-ray revealed minor mild infiltrates, and sinus x-rays were normal, period. I got some lab work, and it reveals slightly elevated mycoplasma antibodies, and that may be reflective of a recent infection or past infection, period. Certainly of concern is his elevated AST, ALT, and bilirubin is 1.2, and that may very well be due to the intercurrent infection, period. However, obesity and certainly some other liver disease process should be ruled out, and I am recommending you repeat his lab work to make sure that his liver function tests are normal, period. His pulmonary function testing today was normal, thus showing significant improvement in his chest symptoms, period. I reviewed his RAS testing results, and he had His IgE is 105/50, which is moderately elevated. He certainly has he's exhibiting many positive reactions, and his largest positive reaction is to cockroaches, and that certainly could exacerbate wintertime asthma. He also has minor reactions to many different foods, which are probably irrelevant. He does have minor to moderate reaction to many pollens, and that certainly could be a source of persisting rhinitis, period. New paragraph allergy testing showed a few reactions, but I think he may have taken some antihistamines, and that testing is probably not very valid, and we may want to repeat it in future, period. New paragraph, I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and particularly talked about dust mite and cockroach avoidance, and gave them appropriate literature on how to avoid excessive exposure to cockroaches and other environmental allergens, period. My final diagnosis, mild persistent asthma. Number two, mild to moderate rhinitis. Number three, elevated liver enzymes, and that should be worked out in future. My treatment plan, Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Number two, Allegra, 180 milligram if needed. Number three, he certainly can use albuterol inhaler as and when needed. At this point in time, I am not, I haven't started inhaled steroids, but that may be necessary if his asthma is not doesn't get properly controlled. Period. New paragraph. As always, it was a pleasure taking care of this youngster. Period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards. End of dictation. On patient Christopher Hernandez. Thank you.